God is good. Amen. Let's go ahead. Yeah, you got it. Let's give him a praise. Hallelujah. Didn't mean to come at you earlier. We're trying to just get some breakthrough, so hang in there with us, okay? And my wife reminded me that I asked you to raise your hands, didn't do anything with it. Amen. So, but raising your hands to the Lord is always good. Can I hear an amen on that? Amen. So good to be with you. And sorry about last week, but that little snow had a little hindrance for us there. But we're here now, and Pastor Karen has a couple of things to share with you.
Last time we were here visiting with you, I didn't share anything because whatever the word was for you that Sunday, both my husband and I had the same word, and so I didn't want to go first, and then he'd have to figure out what to do with the word that he had. So I decided just to be quiet. What's happening now that we turn that calendar again and we're in a brand new year, we're still finding out new things this year. We've got quite a different year is upon us in 2017, and it's not the normal year. I trust you are also receiving that from the Spirit of God, and that you're being awakened and praying about different topics that maybe weren't on your list before. The Lord this time has given me a topic for the entire year, so it's going to be ongoing. And the title of it is Life is a Journey. And he had me start to think about where someone's journey begins with him. And whether or not we are aware of God, he is there. Yeah. Whether or not you are aware of him or not, he is there. We get up and we go about our business of our day, okay, and stop once in a while and go, oh, okay, I think I'll pray about something. But he's there all the time. And he knows everything because he created us. In Genesis, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So he knows. He made us. Being in his image means that we can share in God's nature, though imperfectly. He's perfect. We're a little flawed here and there. Amen? We can share in God's attributes, such as his life, his personality, his truth, wisdom, love, holiness, and justice. And so we have a capacity to have spiritual fellowship with him. In other words, he not only knows us, but he wants us to be with him and know him That is what part of our journey is. He's the one that has all the knowledge about us. It's us that's on this journey to find out and know him. In David's Psalm 139, verses 1 through 18, the psalmist there tells us about God's perfect knowledge of man. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Those are just the first three verses. For homework, you can go and read all the way down to 18 and find out all these other things, all right, that the Lord knows in his perfect knowledge of us. Okay. And so this morning, referring back to the descriptive word, is that certainly the Lord this morning let you know that he is scrutinizing your path. Okay? And he gave your location and where your feet are right now. But there's hope that the rain's going to come and get you washed off and moving forward. But the one thing I wanted to make sure for this morning is from Psalm 121, verse 8, and this is the Amplified Version. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. He's created you. He is with you. One of the songs this morning, one of the ending words of the chorus was, he's not against you. God is not against you. He's for you. Because he knows you so well. Because he created you. And he is always with you. Always. Always with you.
Pastor Karen did not see my notes. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about it, but I love an introduction. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for this church family. We just give you the praise. We just thank you, Lord, for the privilege and honor of being here. We ask for a funnel, a portal of heaven to be opened up over this house, that it be loosened into greatness and destiny. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, let me do one thing before I go further. Because I get into trouble if I don't. Amen. God, and I put my watch off so I can see what time it is. God is really, really, really awesome. And how many of you know he's moving? How many of you know that he's creating chaos? You think all in this country is going on is to do with liberals and conservatives and politics? It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with God saying, church, it's time to wake up, and I'm going to come down, and I'm going to stir everything that you know. I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to be in chaos. So all you got to do is reach out to me and watch me move. Can I hear an amen on that? Well, I want to talk to you about in the beginning today. And it's a long time, so we're going to have lunch, and then we'll continue this. No, I'm just kidding. But in the beginning, all things. Say all things. All things from the beginning. Amen? And so I want to share something with you today. For every believer to successfully and victoriously walk and live in the pathway of their journey and abide in Christ throughout their journey, there must and have to be a knowledge and understanding of the fundamentals and the foundation of the beginning. One will have major difficulty abiding in Christ and walking in the light if they do not know the beginning and where and in whom they are rooted and came from. And I want you to understand this, because a lot of times we think about creation, we think about what's going on, but if you're not rooted, if you're not grounded in the beginning of all things, then you will waver and your path and your journey will be a very difficult one. How many of you know that culture will just, anybody that is not grounded in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. If you're not grounded in God created, if you're not grounded in all that God's done, then I can tell you that culture will swallow anybody up who does not know and begin to understand. They will not be able to finish their race. Thank you, brother. They will not be able to finish their race at all if they don't know where they came from, because it will be a struggle. It says in Acts 20:24, it says, but none of these things, and I kind of add an emphasis, none of these things, meaning whatever issues, problems, or tribulations, none of these things will move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy. Can I hear an amen on that? And ministering, which I receive from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Now, I want us to understand something. How many of you are here for a purpose? How many of you know that you're here for a purpose, you're here for a reason? And how many of us understand that every one of us is called to the ministry? Can I hear an amen on that? I just proved it to you. It says, and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of our God. That's our ministry. That's what the church is supposed to be doing, is testifying, no matter where you go, to the goodness of God and his mercy. Amen? In order for one to finish the race with joy, they must have a comprehensive and embrace the truth of the beginning. And I'm going to be repeating this over and over again, because I want you to get something before I leave today. One whose perspective, see, if you don't have a concept of how everything began and the total of everything that began, all things, then you will look at life with a perspective of a limited human point of view instead of a God Jesus point of view. You will see everything in your weakness instead of God's strength. You will see everything that is, if you don't know your beginning and you're rooted in that, you will see everything that is impossible instead of seeing everything that is possible. And so the foundation of where you came from and who you are is extremely important. We're faced with a humanistic and humanism perspective compared to God Jesus perspective. When I see a problem, do you see the problem or do you see God's perspective? When you have something happening in your life, do you see that this is all terrible, or are you looking for God's perspective in your terribleness? Are you with me? You just had tragedy, I understand that, and we've been praying for you, amen? But your testimony this morning testified that God took that tragedy and allowed the family of God to rise up in love. And so the testimony of, even through tragedy, and it is tragedy, we've been through similar stuff, okay? That tragedy has produced, through that, an understanding, a knowledge of the love of God, which now your family understands. Do you understand what I'm saying? So everything, we need to look at everything from God's perspective. So I've titled this, In the Beginning, All Things. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about why is our beginning so distorted. How about education, science, teaching of evolution, a religion of humanism, the enemy, Satan, has manipulated and changed and shifted, in many cases, destroyed the fundamental truth of the beginning of God. In the beginning, say in the beginning, God created. Are you with me? You see, men who do not have this have no sense of purpose. And so what the educational system has done is brainwashed, the government schools have brainwashed our children that you might have come from a bang or a tadpole. Or we have science now that's saying, well, we just found a fossil that's 50 million years old. And there's a narration out there that wants to destroy the very simple scripture, in the beginning, come on, God created. You see what I'm saying? There is no end unless there's a beginning. How am I going to get the glory of the end if I don't understand the glory of the beginning? If I'm confused where I came from, which is about 80% of the population of young people, if I'm confused where I came from, then I have no value in my life to live the next day to find out where I'm going. It's very important that we understand it. And the pathway and the road without a beginning means that someone's out for a walk. They're going to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. They're going to be controlled and manipulated by culture. They're going to allow governments to control their lives. Are you hearing me? This is worldwide. Why is that? It's because your existence and your freedom that comes from man can be taken from man. But if you go back to in the beginning, God created, then my existence has nothing to do with man, government, education, anything. My existence here is because why? Because God created. Every one of you sitting in this room, if you catch the revelation, God created. And God creates nothing without a purpose and destiny. So if you're in this room, anybody that's in God, but if you're us talking in this room, you're in this room, you were created with a destiny and a purpose. And everything in your life is to fulfill that purpose and destiny. Say everything. When the beginning is changed, blurred, and distorted, and destroyed, the foundational truth, then all the other truth becomes null and void. So if I go to an educational school and they told me that I came from a bang or an evolution, and that is brainwashed into my mind, even when I become a Christian, that thought process is still sitting down underneath my subconscious. Are you with me? And so it has to be eradicated and taken out, and we most heartily must understand that I was created by God and I'm here for a godly reason. You have purpose in life. One of the reasons that we kind of go through downtimes and heaviness is because we do not realize our purpose. We do not realize why I'm here. You don't realize that I was sent here on earth as an assignment. God sent me here for a reason. I'm going somewhere with this. Hang on. If you look, and don't get confused with me. Walk with me. You see, the sovereign God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit is the beginning. Say the beginning. He is the birth. He's the inception of his creation. He is the implementation and the execution, or the exing of his will, bringing forth his will. It is his rule and reign from the beginning. God ruled and reigned from the beginning. All authority. Amen? He's been given all authority, and he completes, and he exercises, and he brings forth his design plan, every one of us. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because every one of us here has a divine plan. And part of your, listen to me now, part of your chaos or dysfunction in your life could very well be God working out his plan in your life to create the purpose to become forth. So now, after I say that, then you're going to learn to praise God in all things. Everything that happens in our life, if you can get a hold of this, happens for a reason. Are you with me? It's I'm going to mess with some of you, but that's okay. Revelation 1:8 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is, who was, and is to come, the Almighty. Now, whereabouts do we understand that God is not in control of the whole thing? He is the beginning, he's the end, and he is the spirit of the in between. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Are you with me? He also says in Revelation 22:13, it says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And so in the beginning was God. In the end, there is God. Amen? The pathway and road and distance from the beginning has been set. Your pathway, when you were born, was set, predetermined. Whether we walk that pathway is whether we're obedient and agree with God. So God has greatness planned in your life. That greatness and plan will only come to pass as we agree and come in line with what God has. Are you with me? And so the pathway, the road, the distance between the beginning and the end is set. Ordained, it's established by God Almighty, the Creator. How do I know my life is established? Because God said, in the beginning, he created. Are you with me? So let me go a couple things and mess with you a little bit if I can. There has not been, is not now, nor will there ever be a plan B. Do you understand what I mean by that? God created in the beginning, and there's never a plan B. So that means that everything that's going on is designated to bring God's glory, no matter where it what it is. Nothing created outside of God. So there has never been, is not now, and never will be a plan B. God is not caught by surprise, tricked, or manipulated. Are you with me? I'm going to give you some power today. You just got to walk through. I'm going to try to do this in the minute of time I got, because the devil has no control over your life, and neither does man have control over your life. The only control that goes over your life outside of God is what you allow it to be. Are you with me? And so God has never been caught by surprise. So the garden and the cross and all that is not a surprise to God. Selah. All that transpires between the beginning and the end is the purpose of his will, fulfillment of his purpose and glory. And so everything that happens from the beginning to the end, God will orchestrate it for his glory. Can I hear an amen on that? No matter what you're facing right now, God's going to orchestrate your stuff for his glory. Why? Because you're that important to him. Why? Because in the beginning, God created. Created who? Created you. In the beginning? created me in the beginning? Had me in mind in the beginning? I'm that important to God that I was known by him in the beginning? The establishment of the kingdom of God and the reign of God of Jesus Christ is set. All things that transpire and are and transformation are to make his sons, which you and I are, male and female, to the likeness of his son, Jesus Christ. And so the purpose of us being here, the Holy Spirit's working in our life to make us into the image of Jesus Christ. Can you receive that? Your worst nightmare is your pathway to the image of Jesus Christ. We just don't understand that. Because of the fact that we look at the damage, or that we look at the chaos or the problem we have in our life, and that is where we focus instead of praising God, knowing I'm created by God, I'm here for a reason, I got an assignment, and I'm going to be on this earth until that assignment's done. I have a purpose. So this thing that's happening in my life, I'm going to praise God for it, because all things work together for in the beginning. Looking under Jesus is another aspect. The author and what? Of our faith. Hebrews 12:2. In the beginning, the author, okay, is the beginning. The finisher is the end. Are you with me? The sovereign God has given his son, Jesus Christ, all authority in heaven and on earth. All authority has been given to Jesus Christ. Each person's life resembles, I'm going to try to put a story here. Each person's life resembles a book. Do you know what a book looks like? The front cover is called what? The front cover. But in your life, it's Alpha. The introduction is in the beginning of your life, your book. Each chapter is authored by the Holy Spirit. The contents of your book, your life, was established in the beginning. And so your life, and so the end, the last chapter reads, you hope, the final words of the closing last chapter of your book is, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Are you with me? The back cover is called the Omega. And the hand in the writing of Spirit of God is the author of your life. And right now, you might have a bad chapter, but hang on, honey, because in the morning comes joy, and the next chapter is going to come. But if you understand that whatever chapter you're in your life and book, whatever chapter you're in, understand the author knows where you're at, and he's writing the book, and all you got to do is submit to him, and he will bring it through to the last chapter. And the last chapter is always in God, the glorious one. Are you following me? And it's so important to God that you be the right kind of book. It says in 2 Corinthians 3:2, it says, you are epistles written in the hearts, known and read by all men. And so someone picks up and starts getting with you in life and gets to know you, they're going to open up your book. And they might read your pages. And it might have life for them. Because you're an epistle written by the hand of God to be read by all men. This church is a church family. Your book is open to be read by all men. It's the blessed man. Amen? Another scripture. These things say the amen. Say amen. These things says the amen. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, why am I keep hammering this? It's because you've got to understand that your life was known for God before you even got here. And I'm going to prove that to you. You were sent here. Some of you, amen, are wondering, why am I where I am? Some of you don't like your parents. Some of you was raised in dysfunctional families. But let me just quickly, because I'm running out of time, but let me just quickly tell you something. In the beginning, God knew you. Are you with me? Before the foundation of earth, God knew you. Are you with me? So he chose mommy and daddy. He chose mommy and daddy as a conduit to bring you here on earth. Are you with me? In the beginning. And so you are not technically the child of mommy and daddy as much as you are, if you understand the beginning, is you are a child of God. And so if I understand I'm a child of God and that comes first, then all the garbage that I grew up with, or all the blessing, I happen to have a good one, so all the blessing you grew up in as a child was to shape and form you into what God wants you to be as you become an adult and fulfill your purpose. All the stuff you went through was to shape and mold you so you can be an instrument of God's hand. Does that make any sense to you? So in order for a believer to abide in Christ victoriously and finish the race that God has set before you, they must have an unwavering understanding and knowledge what God has established in the beginning, and to have a life rooted in the truth that you came from God with a purpose. You weren't just set here by some incident or family or animal or whatever they teach you. You were here and sent here by God. I want you to get this, because all the chaos in the world today, okay, is a chaos of mankind. But I say this quite a bit, I am a citizen of the kingdom of God first. So the rule of the kingdom of God is always ruling my life, which is going to be always bringing me into what? Blessing and goodness. So let me just touch a couple of minutes on the beginning. All right? Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And then, verse 4, and God said, saw the light, and he said the light was what? He didn't say the darkness was good. He said the light was good. Verse 4, and God saw the light, that it was good, and he divided the light and the darkness, and called it day, and the darkness he called night, so that the evening and the morning were of the first day. Now understand something. God created the heavens and earth. Anybody ever think of why it was dark and void without form? Did you ever think that? Maybe because the enemy was cast out of heaven down to the earth and messed the earth up so bad, so he sent us here to straighten it out. Just the thought. John chapter 1, verse 1. Those of you Bibles, you can go there. And I got to try to zero in on a point here. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. I'm sorry, let me back up. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Are you with me? Here comes the key. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. I could spend all morning here, but let me just touch 2 points. First of all, in the beginning was the Word. Anybody understand who the Word was? Jesus did not show up when he came down and he would marry. Jesus was alive from where? In the beginning. Are you with me? The Word was alive. Jesus was alive in the beginning. Now, here's the key. All things, say all things, were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. That means everything that exists was made through Christ and for Christ. Are you with me? In the beginning was the Word. Who was the Word? It was Jesus Christ. The Word was with God and was God. In the beginning, Jesus was there. He was not an afterthought. God did not say, whoops, what happened in heaven? Heaven rose up against me. I better figure out what to do, so I'm going to get a hold of Jesus and send him down earth. No. Walk with me. Jesus was not an afterthought. He was a foregone plan. He was not there to fix a broken plan. He was not the plan, but he was the plan from the beginning. He was not here to fix a broken plan. He was the plan from the beginning. In the beginning, all things. And so Jesus was in the beginning. And so when he came down to take up flesh in Mary, it was not plan B. Are you with me? This is very important to understand. Why is that? The Lamb, according to Revelation 13:8, the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. So God didn't get caught off guard by Satan. It all worked together for God's plan for the redemption of mankind, for God to come and take up the flesh Jesus. Are you with me? He was foreknown before the foundation of the world. 1 Peter 1:20. Foreknown. Now here's a key that I want you to hear. And this is found in Ephesians chapter 4. How many of you know that in the beginning all things? God was in the beginning. He was the Word. Everything was formed. Nothing was formed without him. Ephesians 1:4 says, and he chose us in him. Who's us? We are. When were you chosen? All right. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him in love. He chose. He knew from the beginning, before you got here, you had purpose. You had a reason for being here. In the beginning, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made. And so consider this as, how many of you really think it's important to fight the devil? He's a force to be setting you up, so be careful. Because if God didn't get caught off guard, if all things are created through him and for him, then the devil is here by permission. Who created the devil? All things. Who created the darkness? All things. He just didn't call it good. He said light was good. He didn't call darkness good. And so I'm going there because you understand if all things were created by God for the working and purposes of God, then anything the enemy can do for you, if you yield to God and understand that all things are made through him and through him nothing else was made, and then when the enemy comes and attacks you, you will start to understand, what are you up to, God? You don't even mention the enemy's name. You see, we far too long have given the devil the credit he's not due. And most of the time, the only time that the devil can have any way in your life, if you allow him to. So let me move on. Without him, nothing was made. And so you ask yourself a question, where did the devil come from? Interesting point, amen, is that there's only one creator. You do know that, don't you? So if there's only one creator, then no one else can create anything. Are you with me? So if you have a situation in your life, the devil can't create it. He can only mess with you and empower it because you've given him permission. You see, the ultimate is that we have authority over everything that is in Christ Jesus. Amen? So the devil is under God's authority and dominion. All authority has been given to Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to hear this is important. Because you see, the reign of the darkness and heaviness in the wake of this awakening is coming to an end. Why is that? Because the church is going to realize who they are, who they're rooted in, and if I'm rooted in Christ Jesus, from the beginning, then nothing between any chapter of my book, nothing in that chapter can unroot me from the very first page of In the Beginning until I get through the last chapter when it says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. The only thing that can undo me is me not to know where I came from. If I even question, and we have a problem because we have, how many of you are no, never mind. I'm not going to get an age. But anyways, if you go, but if anybody has been through the public school system, I know we call public school, it's government schools, because they govern what you learn and they reorientate your children's thinking into take away from that they were created by the Creator. And so we start to understand this, that the devil is under the authority of Jesus Christ. Can you buy that? Is that all right? I know I'm not the normal screaming, yelling preacher I am today, but I have something to impart to you today. Now, why is this important? You see, Christ was given all authority, and then Christ gave the authority to who? So if the enemy is under the authority of God the Creator, are you with me? And Christ has been given all authority, and so he's under the authority of the Son. Are you with me? And Jesus gave us authority, because he passed that authority on to us, then is the enemy under our authority, or do we have to deal with him? You have to understand this, because I want to release you to praise God in all things. And you need to stop blaming the devil for your plot in life and own it. I'll let that sit for a moment. And a God of peace. Well, let me go on. And so the devil is under the authority of Christ and under the authority of every single believer. Do you believe that? And so maybe we should stop shot-towing against the devil and start lifting up a praise and honor to God. Maybe our focus needs to change of the battle. What is spiritual warfare? I'm not discounting the enemy. He is out there. He's powerful. And if you're not aware of him, he will destroy you. But he can't get to you because of the blood of Jesus. He can't get to you because you're owned by him, Jesus. And so the only thing the enemy can do for you is what you are. You with me? What do I mean? In First John 3:8, it says, the devil has sinned from the beginning. Say beginning. In the beginning, God created. Okay? So the devil sinned from the beginning, so he's not, all of a sudden, not changing his character to come against you. Are you with me? God created man. Did he create man in the garden? No. God created man, and scripture says that he what? Put man in the garden. Are you with me? Who was in the garden? The devil. And so God knew the devil was in the garden, and so he put man in the garden to have authority over the enemy. Except what the man did is what we still do today, is what did Adam and Eve do? Bottom line is they said, now we're going to give all authority that God gave us to the devil. And that's exactly what happened. And the curse came. Are you with me? And so as you go through your life, I want you to get a hold of something. In the beginning, God created. And he created you, and he has given you authority over all powers in Christ. Are you with me? Oh, here's another one. In John 8:14, speaking of the enemy, the devil, he was a murderer from the beginning, does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him. Are you with me? And so next time a little thing whispers in your ear, you're no good, you must be phenomenal. Just out here, or are we getting somewhere? If the enemy says you can't do that, then I must understand that the pathway is already done for me. And so you see, you got to start to coming understand that God has ordained something here. Here's another one. And God, the God of peace, will crush Satan, Romans 16:20, crush Satan, where? Where? Under your feet. In the beginning, God created. And so, you have been given authority because God says, I will put the devil under. So the next time that you're wrestling with stuff, and it's all coming against you, lift up the voice of praise. That's what we're trying to do this morning. Amen. Lift up our honor. And then just do what you know you have authority to do. No, devil. You are under my feet in the name of Jesus. And go on in victory. Now, this is easy for me to preach it, but you got to do it now. You got to get a hold of this church. This is extremely important. The God of peace will crush Satan under your feet, Romans 16:20. Behold, I give you the authority, say authority. Where did he give it to you? In the beginning. Behold, I will give you authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you, Luke 10:19. And so Where were you given the authority to stamp on the head of the enemy? And so I want us to start understanding that your pathway, your book, God's writing the book, it's a success story, not a chaos. It's a success story. It's a victorious story, not a drudge. Some of you, as I said before, now I understand why Holy Spirit had me say it. Some of you are on a journey. You're tired. You're stuck in the mud. God said, look up, because that's not your plot in life. That's not what God had planned. That's a humanistic perspective of what God is doing in your life. And so no matter what comes your way, can I hear you give up a praise and an honor that God is in charge of your life? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, and He was in the beginning with God. All things, say all things, were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made in the beginning. And so that's how important you are. You're sent here with an assignment. You're not a happenstance. You just didn't happen. You weren't part of a bang. You weren't part of some evolution thing. You were sent here for a reason. Now, why am I saying this? Because the church needs to wake up and come alive and start acting and being and doing what God created us to be, and that is to be the children of God, the sons of God, because the whole earth is waiting for the manifestation for us to finally get it. We are important, and we need to do something on this earth. America's not in trouble because of politics. I'm not even go there. Americans are in trouble because the church is going to church Sunday morning, going home and living their life the way they want. That's the problem. We go home and start worrying about what we are, who we are, what we're doing, what can happen, why am I here, what's this, what's that? I mean, we got more questions than the questions have. Because we don't understand. You were created in the image. Pastor Karen read that. Thank you for the introduction. You were created in the image. He said, let's create man in our image. What's our image? The God, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. That's what you're created in. God wants to publish your book. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. I'm trying to cement something. Let me say something to you, because I'm doing a no-no in preaching. I keep repeating myself over and over and over again because I want you to get something. In the beginning, God created, and all things are created through Him, all right, and for Him. In the beginning, why are you here? You're created for Jesus Christ. You're an instrument in His hand. That's why you're here. There's no other reason. I know when my assignment's done, and I hope it's not done for another 20 years, but I know when my assignment's done, beam me up, Jesus. I'm out of here. You understand what I'm saying? How many of you are still here? Then your assignment's not done. Don't go to the grave with an unfulfilled assignment. Don't go to the grave without at least trying to fulfill God's purpose. Don't go to the grave and let destiny be buried with you. Because you see, if you do what God wants, your destiny lives on. But if you don't do it, God, it gets buried. Your life is worth nothing. In the beginning, God, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, it says, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Are with me? Just want to reestablish something here. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven. Are you with me? All things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things consist. Let me just stop there for a moment. You are still here because you consist in Christ. Your substance is in Christ. That's why you're here. You accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're here, and you're being held. Because in the beginning, he knew who you are. He chose you and then sent you to earth. Verse 17 again, it says, he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Verse 18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, say all things, he may have preeminence. Now, I got just one more small section, and I close. But I want you to understand something. Jesus understands all things. Amen? God just stopped me from going off on a rabbit trail here. Ephesians 1:11 says, in him all things were obtained. In him also we have obtained, say obtained, an inheritance. How many of you are waiting to get your inheritance? Yeah, you're right. I'm setting you up. Because he's already died and he raised from the dead, so all inheritance is yours right now. How many Christians are sitting around waiting to go to heaven to get their inheritance when God says, no, it's for you right now. Heaven on earth. Amen? Being predestined according to the purpose of him. Being predestined means being foreknown, being planned. You were predestined before the foundation of the earth, all right? Being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trust in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. And so you are brought here for the praise of his glory. The enemy has no control over you. If you're fighting the devil, stop it and then rebuke him and praise the Lord. Now let me share one quick thing and then I'll wrap it up. In the garden, God put man. In the garden was the enemy. Who put the enemy in the garden? God. So God put man in the midst of a potential problem. In fact, God put man in where the chaos is going to happen. In fact, God put you in your chaos that he might get glory out of your spirituality of becoming like the Son of God. God put Adam in the garden where the tree of what? Life and good and evil. Who put the trees in the garden? Who knew the temptation? That's why you might find yourself in a situation where temptation is all over you. And if you understand where you came from, if you understand whose authority you're in, then you will understand that that temptation, because you were created in the beginning, that temptation is there for its perfect work in your life, and that is destroy your flesh and take on the likeness of Christ. Are you with me? Are you all mad at me yet? Now you got to understand this, and then I got to wrap this up. God has a habit of putting his people in the most darkest and dangerous places. If you're in a dark and dangerous place, maybe you ought to figure out how you got there. Because light, which you are, what happens when light shows up? Darkness flees. So if there's darkness and God has a light, and he puts that light, which is you, in the midst of that darkness, which is your problem, don't credit the devil. Lift up your eyes and give a praise and say, God, let's work this out now, because God didn't send the problem to get you out of the problem. He sent you the problem to get you through the problem, that the problem will have its perfect work in changing you into the likeness of the image of his son. From the beginning. I'm going to close with this. Each believer taking the kingdom position is an intricate part of the new spiritual revelation, revolution, and awakening. Each believer must take their place. Each believer must seek God. What is my place? And then you must take that place. I believe that there's coming, brother, Pastor, a revolution, a spiritual revolution where the body of Christ wakes up and find out that, hey, oh, we were made from the beginning, and that everything I'm walking in my way, I am going to be able to step on it, because every enemy in my way, I will be under my feet. That's what the scripture said. Amen. And he has given me powers to walk on everything. He's given me powers over powers and principalities. You will start to realize that as you walk through your life. Brother Rich, give him hope, brother. I'm on my first closing. In the beginning, listen to me now, all things are made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Matthew 19:26 says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. In the beginning, all things are made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In Mark 9:23 it says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. In the beginning, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Romans 8:28, you all love this. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And so I want us to understand that you're not an accident. Stop looking at you and believing a lie that you're a loser. Every one of us lived with words that were spoken of our lives when we were young. Every one of us. Are you with me? There are words sitting deep down inside. The problem of our nation is we have allowed humanism and the God of this age to distort where we came from and the substance of our beings. I don't know about you, but I got a revelation that in the beginning, he knew Al Chapman. In the beginning. And I found out that through the course of life, he chose Martha and Alexander Chapman. And he says, I'm going to use you as an instrument to bring something I'm going to use 30, 40, 50 years down the road. So my mother and father gave me birth. In the beginning, he chose mom and dad to bring me into the earth. I don't care how bad your parents were. Should not define who you are if you know that you came in the beginning. God created you. Special. Actually, he's even got a name for you. In the beginning. Church, if you'll pray and ask God to show you, I can't do it. I can only stand up here and share what God has shown. But I've catched a revelation of the sovereignty of God. I've caught it. I know in my life nothing. I almost lost my wife 12 years ago to heart. Nothing happens without a reason. Nothing. Nothing. Everything in your life is for a reason. The challenge is we got to get up out of our... Can I just be straight with you the last 2 seconds here? Got to get up out of our childish childhood. And the humanistic teaching that I'm owed something here in life. And that someone else is here to take care of me. And if you're looking for someone on this earth to take care of you, you are going to be sorely disappointed. But I will say this. You're here because Christ ordained you to be here. Now, I've been speaking individually to you. Now I'm going to prophesy. This church needs to get a hold of this. Because if you think God put this church here to sit for the next 30 years wondering if we're going to make it. Come on, some of you have been thinking that. Don't make me point that out. We're going to make it. Oh, we've been through so much. Oh, look what happened in our beginning. Hello? You don't think God hasn't ordained that? You don't think God hadn't planned this man to be a pastor of this church from the beginning? I don't know about you, but that's what it was, because God said it. Oh, we've all banged up and beat up. Well, big deal, we're all banged up and beat up. But I know if I take a blow, I know it's for God's glory. And if God puts you in a difficult situation, he's put you in that situation because he knows that you can handle it, that you represent him. And so as we go forward, what's the destiny of this church? Where are you going? Are you going to sit back and wait for God to do something? Or are you going to sign up for a new move of God? How many of you want to see the awakening? I'm talking awakening, church. Now,